All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of hints, a mindful of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Now, I'm not going to lie, gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich is exactly what the show title suggests, SJ fucking Thomason. I'm not even sorry for doing this to y'all. I think I've done a spot on this raggedy sack of shit before, but fuck it. We're going to do it again. You know, go fuck yourselves. Let me send a quick text here because reasons. Talk amongst yourselves. Fuck faces. This is private. Okay, let's hit the send button on this puppy. Okay, fuck it. Bang on topic. SJ Thomason. Gang, we're going to bleed on this one. We're going to bleed. I don't know why I feel the need to torture myself like this, but I am. Gang, when I think of probably the top two or three worst people I've ever interacted with while on YouTube, she's on that list. And this is saying a lot because there's probably only one person. Hold on. Let's wait for it. There's probably only one person whose booty hole is going to get knotted up when I say this name, Joseph Abraham. Joseph Abraham was a disgusting sack of shit. And he wouldn't have been a disgusting sack of shit. He's not one just because he's a Christian. That's not it at all. He would have been ugly. He would have been a disgusting bastard. Whether he was Christian, Hindu, name the religion, or an atheist, an agnostic, whatever the fuck. Joseph Abraham was just an ugly person to his heart. And that, so if you guys don't know how this works, so again, this is how it goes down. Go fuck yourselves, I need some air. This is how it goes down. So when it's time to go on, let's say, Gonna Go For It's channel, to my man Peter. You know, let's say we got a 1 p.m. kickoff. So Peter will ask you, you know, to dial in, you know, around 12:45. Because, you know, my man's got to do some work. He's back there spinning the ones and the twos. So he needs to know that, you know, the mics are good to go. You know, the video, if we're playing a video, you know, as a supplement. He's just sitting there making sure everything's good to go. So there's some free time in between, so that's when you make your small talk. Now, again, I, atheist, he, Christian, there's already a divide, right? Now, I've always said, disagreement does not have to mean disrespect. So you don't come out of the gates. Again, the cameras aren't rolling, gang. No one can see this. And so, again, you're just sitting there making small talk. Like, hey, man. My name's Robert. How's it going, man? Fine. And again, you don't have to be a criminal psychologist to be able to read someone's personality when the first 120 seconds have gone by. I knew this guy was an asshole. Peter knew he was an asshole. And you, again, before we even rolled the tape, we could tell. And like, okay. Good to, you're doing all right. Now it says right here, Joseph. You okay with Joseph? You prefer Joey, Joe, J-Dog? I mean, what will make you comfortable? Joseph. Okay, I'm glad we're having this talk. Right. Okay, well, you know, this is probably what we're going to ask you. You know, it's just kind of, you know, back and forth. What do you believe? Why? I'll tell you why I object or whether I agree. And, you know, are there any boundaries? You know, is it something that you don't want to, you know, touch on or, you know,
Is there anything you want to ask us? I mean, let's have, you know, have fun with this. It's fine. Dude, come on, lighten up. Well, the camera goes on. It's game time. And dude comes right out of the gate swinging. And again, I don't think we were 10 minutes in. And I think we're talking about evolution. And again, I'm not an evolutionary biologist, gang. I've never fronted. That's not what I'm good at. But I was like, dude, you're not even close. You do not understand evolution. And he was like, yeah, I understand it very well. I understand it very well. I was like, you don't, man. You're fisting it. The definition is wrong already. And he kept going and kept going. And then out of nowhere, I remember it was like something along the lines of, you know, I totally understand that I'm speaking well past your tiny little brain. And I'm like, that's how it started off. And again, he's one of the, now if you do it, again, I was green back then. Okay, you guys, if you do it to me now, what am I going to say? You like nachos? I'm not going to defend my stance. Go fuck yourself. But we started talking about, I can't remember what, but then he made the claim that atheism is the world's fastest growing religion. I'm like, it's not a religion. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is who I'm talking about. Now, gang, what just really sealed in the flavor with this asshole, with all apologies, of course, we started talking about the topic of rape. Objectively wrong. And again, me and Peter are just starting our relationship. Again, I don't think I'm telling in too much business. Neither he nor I are rape survivors. But let's just say we're close to it, right? So we're both protective personalities. So when you're talking shit about, you know, certain people in our lives, oh, both me and Peter both knuckled up. So it is like, dude, again, like I said to fuckface Chris, can we just say that rape is wrong and keep it moving? What do you say? Of course, he couldn't say that because God loves us. And the entire time, there comes a point where he's trying to pin the fault of the rape on the rape survivor. And then he talked about, well, what if she drank too much? And again, that's about the only time during that back and forth where I raised my voice. And it's like, I can't believe you said that. Again, fuck nuts. If she can't say yes, then she also can't say no. And I did say, if your metabolism is altered in that fashion. And so why am I having to explain this? And now I think about it, because I've never addressed this. Oh, he caught me slipping. He did. And I did say, if you have sex with someone when their metabolism is altered to that effect, you're a rapist. Now, because I saw his rebuttal. It's like, well, God gave me this. God was talking to you. Okay, because if that's true, your God's a fucking asshole. That's what he shows up for. Doesn't stop a Catholic priest from breaking a little boy's off. But he showed up to you. Because back then, how many people were watching our shit, Peter? 35. That's when God really struck. Go fuck yourself, Joseph Abraham. And so then he turned around and asked me, have you ever had sex with someone while you were drinking? I said, yes. He spent the rest of that 30 some odd remaining minutes telling me that I'm a self-professed rapist. Okay. When you do not have a functional relationship with reality and you do not understand consent, and I can never say this word correctly, precedent. Me and the person who I was active with at the time, it was nothing. She was a drinker, I was a drinker, and it was nothing for us to have a couple cocktails and get a little frisky, right? Have a little fun. Got to wash my face off again. You guys go fuck yourselves. And so it's just like, again, if I have to explain that to you, then you've got no idea what a functional adult relationship is actually like. And the guy was just a hot, steaming pile of monkey shit. And he would have been that way, gang. Hold on. No matter whether he had a God to follow or whether he did not. He was just an ugly person. Now, again, that reference is going to miss all of you.
Because I doubt any of y'all ever saw that back and forth, and I don't think you should. Joseph Abraham just makes everyone worse by simply being around him. Okay, that's a long way to go. Hold on. For me to make the point that I actually believe S.J. Thomason to be worse.
I honestly and truly believe that S.J. is worse than Joseph Abraham. And Joseph Abraham is a hot steaming pile of monkey shit. I even think she's worse than he is. Actually just belched while I was drinking. Hashtag unprofessional. At least with an Abraham, you see the assault coming. SJ, not so much. And I told y'all before, where SJ gets you is she's nice. I told you it's a lot easier to stab somebody from 6 inches than it is from 60 feet. I honestly and truly put her in the same category as a predator. And I will tell you guys exactly what it is I tell the people that come to my self-defense class. And that is, if a predator looked like a predator, they would never predate. They have to be the nicest people. And let's just be stereotypical here. If a dude takes you out, ladies, on a very first date, and right out the gate calls you a bitch, a whore, a slut, and a cunt, tells you, I'm going to separate you from your family. I'm going to dehumanize you. I'm going to stick it in your ass, even when you tell me, don't do it. I'm going to treat you like dog shit. Do you understand what it is I just said? Hey, ready for date number two? You're running for the hills. You are, right? He has to be clean cut. He's got to be educated, articulate, tall, dark, handsome. He's going to treat you like a goddess for the first portion of that relationship. Then slowly, 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 next thing you know, you don't recognize not who he is. You don't recognize who you are, right? If a predator looked like a predator, they would never predate. SJ is nice. I don't think I knew this raggedy sack of shit for 60 days before she literally gave me her phone number. She did. I called it, and it wasn't a prank. The same person I talked to on social media was the exact same person that picked up the fucking phone. And she's nice. And I told you on previous shows that in the very beginning, she pulled the Jedi mind trick on me. Quite literally, I was over there defending her to other atheists, right? Oh, see, Robert, they're so mean to me. Oh, don't be mean to us. I got Robert Reed from the back. Then go fuck yourself. She's nice. She is, again, all the stereotypes, just bring them all the way out. She's the person in the van offering you candy. She is. SJ is nice. Look at her face, for those of us that don't know her. She doesn't look like an asshole. She doesn't. She looks like every white woman, blonde-haired white woman that has ever blonde-haired it and has ever white it. You would expect to see that face in front of a Walgreens or some shit helping her, you know, 12-year-old daughter sell Girl Scout cookies. Then you find out. Then you find out that she is a fucking piece of shit. One of my first moments of realizing who I was fucking with was her stance on mental health. Now, regardless, okay. Regardless of whatever bullshit she'll try to spin if some one of you reaches her, she's a sack of shit when it comes to mental health. Gang, there's only one thing to say about mental health. Go talk to a professional. That's it. SJ is so committed to the Christian bullshit. I remember she was on Jackson Wheat's channel. And Jackson was just trying to kindly, because from what I remember about Jackson, Jackson is nice, and was just trying to see how committed are you to this bullshit. And it came down to faith healing versus Western medicine. Now, gang, when it comes to that, there's only one thing to say. Fuck the bullshit. If your family member or if you're sick, go to the fucking doctor. Don't stop playing around. SJ played both sides, right? And she was like, well, I wouldn't fault anyone for faith healing, but me personally, again, they're so committed to this song and dance. Again, how easy is it? It's like Donald Trump, right? Can you just call them racist? Well, I don't know anything about, fake news. How easy is it to say Proud Boys, go fuck yourselves. Skinheads, go fuck yourselves. David Duke and the KKK, go fuck yours. How hard is it to say that, right? Faith healing. Faith healing is sitting on some bullshit, period, end of story. It's cockamamie. It's made up. It's gobbledygook. It's ineffective. It's potentially lethal. But she's so committed to the God script, she won't talk shit about it. Now, she made a tweet, and SJ definitely does things just to get underneath the skin of atheists. She does put out shit that she knows is going to get people's piss nice and hot. Now, it's one thing when I make the tweet talking about how pineapple isn't good on pizza, and I mean that shit, please go fuck yourselves. It's one thing. It's one thing when I say Tom Cruise is the greatest actor of all time. I can do that right now and have 1,000 interactions before this time tomorrow, right? That's just a stupid opinion. SJ pokes at topics, again, whether she means it or not. She pokes at topics that don't need poking. Mental health. Again, the only thing to say about mental health is if you're hurting, go get yourself some help. Period in the story. She made the tweet talking about how Christianity cures depression. Now, gang, please go fuck yourselves. I know you can find the videos of people who will sit there and they will tell you that I was depressed. I thought about skeleting myself. I couldn't get out of bed. I was drinking a fifth of alcohol a night. I was all kinds of fucked up. I said 2 prayers. I haven't been depressed since. Okay, I'm not buying it, but those videos are out there. Here's the thing, SJ. The people that are on the verge of self-skillet and they attempt self-skillet, and for lack of a better phrase, they are successful at self-skilleting themselves. Those people don't report. Dumbass. Dumbass. Just like you would not pray if the bone was sticking out of your skin, you would go to the doctor. Mental health is no different. Because no one would believe you if you had a compound fracture of your tib, like fucking Joe Theismann, and said, I cured this with prayer. No one would believe you. But with mental health, you don't see that in an x-ray. You don't. So she caught hell for that, gang. And back then, I thought she was a reasonable person because she was nice to me. So that's when I got on DM and I gave her a sad story. I gave her my personal journey with mental health and my attempts with self-skillet. And it's like, look, SJ, maybe you meant well, whatever, but you got to go out there and apologize. And I laid it out there, gang. I really, really laid it out there. And I'll never forget her response. I'm so sorry to hear that, Robert. Shh. I didn't move the needle. Not 1 ounce. That's when I started to realize, man, there's something real fucked up about this raggedy sack of shit. And so, again, she's nice. And it wasn't until I started treating her the way that she deserves to be treated that it started to make sense. Again, I'm not bullshit when I tell you she's a predator. She is. And no details, of course. But I remember one of the worst cases with self-defense that I've ever had to work with. And of course, certain things happened. There was a weapon involved. And let's just say this rapist, his actions didn't meet his tone of voice. And I'm using her words, he was nice. Yeah, he did what he did. And then he sat on the edge of the bed with her. He sat and he talked to her about her his problems with his then partner. And he actually thanked her for listening. And then he just disappeared into the night. And I remember, you know, like, it's not, of course, what happened was horrible. But for her, it was the mind fuck. What he did not match his tone. Right? If he just would have come in there and yelled and called her names, she could have dealt with that. But he was, for lack of a better term, nice. I bullshit you not when I tell you, gang, that is SJ. She's nice. She lets you get close so she can stab you right between your last and your second to last fucking rib. If SJ just was full frontal SJ, you would never get close to her. One more before I have to roll this fucked up ass. Because I can make this whole show just me just talking. I had just gotten on Twitter at the time. And I remember. Someone who was on Twitter had just lost her husband. Young. Right? This wasn't, you know, a long, lengthy battle with cancer or something, and at 84, passed away, you know, with all of his, you know, five generations of family around him. He was wearing pink socks, and they said, Paul, go into the light, go into the light. He was young, gang, what, 30s maybe? And he's no longer with us. A veteran. Well, and gang, I don't think I'm making this up. I think it was self-skillet. I think. But either way, he's no longer with us. But the fact of the matter was, he was a non-believer. Well, his surviving family, his wife, was on Twitter, made the announcement. Let's just call him Jim. I actually remember what his first name was. You know, Jim's no longer with us. SJ, this raggedy bitch, says he's burning in hell right fucking now. What the fuck is wrong with you? Again, show me their Jesus and I will show you the damn Christian. I don't like her Jesus, therefore I don't like SJ. Now, gang, I can do this all day, but let's just go ahead. And I don't even know if I did this right. Yeah, I did. Gang, let's hit it with the Autobots transform and roll out. What do you see? This bullshit. Again, I could easily go on for 2 hours with all my interactions with SJ, but let's just roll the tape. Gang, this is going to be sitting on some bullshit. This is entitled Reasons. This raggedy bitch, she can't even say it, spell it right. There should be 10 reasons. Oh, I'm sorry, but she's still a raggedy bitch. Reasons 10, atheism 0. Reasons 10, semicolon, atheism 0, period. Why no one should be an atheist. Okay, gang, this is just going to hurt. Hold on. We got to get this. This sack of shit. Gang, let's hit it with the blow ups. You wait. Now, again, got fat fingers, Uncle Bobby. Now, let's go down here. Blow ups. You wait. That right there. Look at her face. Again, my stomach is starting to churn. This is how much I do not like her. I blocked her monkey ass on every possible way I possibly could think of. This is part of the reason why I call Craig Fuckface. He's in league with her. Again, when you lay down with dogs, your monkey ass gets up with fleas, gang, every single time. And if you can find yourself defending the likes of SJ Thomason, I have zero respect for you. Zero. Now, again, I can make this an all-day affair and not roll a single ounce of game tape, but I want to roll some of this game tape. You guys ready? Let's roll the tape.
Hi, everyone. It's SJ Thomason, and today we're going to discuss 10 reasons not to be an atheist. 10, we're hardwired by God within our conscience to seek the truth, and atheists have...
Okay, pause the tape and please go fuck yourselves. Okay, I realize she's not talking to us. We are hardwired by God. Look, you dumb bastard. What you need to do first, okay, is prove that your God actually exists. Then and only then, we can start talking about what it is we can give your God credit for. Again, hold on, let me go back over real fast and make sure that I didn't fuck shit up. Okay, I get it. She's not talking to us, but that comment right there was still sitting on some bullshit. Roll the tape.
Have fallen for a lie by the father of lies. Satan's best work is in getting you to think he doesn't exist. 9.
Pause the tape. She's so stupid, it hurts my feelings. Okay. Your God is so powerful that his arch enemy, the one that he created, by the way, knowing in advance that Satan would give him the fuck off. You see, you guys know the drill. Being in heaven with God for an eternity is so important to him. Instead of just saying, hey, fuck faces, here I am, come on up here and party. No, Satan is so powerful that he can trump God. Well, apparently, it is easier to find Satan than it is to find God. Satan's best trick is convincing. I don't even know what to say to that. Roll the tape.
We're hardwired to seek purpose and meaning, and atheism has no purpose, meaning, or explanation.
Pause the tape. I actually am sorry. How many of you right now are getting dumber just by... Oh, my God. Keep in mind, gang. One, that is my second cocktail. Two, I've had more concussions than what I probably realize. Please go fuck yourself. This woman's got a PhD, apparently. Just roll the tape.
Atheism has no purpose, meaning, or explanation of our existence.
Pause the tape. You're right. Just like football cannot talk about your purpose or your meaning. Atheism does not speak to that. And Christians, especially you apologists, if you could ever shut your damn lip long enough, you would actually, no, you heard us say it. You just won't listen. You won't listen because it's not a part of your damn script. She's right. And I can say it on my channel. You're right. Atheism does not speak to any of the bullshit that she just named. None of it. And this isn't that difficult of a topic. Again, if you were an elementary school teacher and your second or third grader had this much difficulty with a simple concept, what would you do? Seriously, what would you do? Come on, gang, roll the tape.
Other than a lucky cosmic accident. 8.
Okay, pause the tape. The sarcastic, again, other than lucky cosmic accidents. Atheism believes that, no, it does not. How did you get here? My dad fucked my mom. And he fucked her until some white stuff came out of the tip of his dick. Again, maybe you guys aren't aware of how biology works, but that's how I got here. My dad fucked my mom. And you know what you got there with it? No, you know what I mean. I know exactly what you mean. And I think what you mean is sitting on some bullshit, right? Some magic man in the sky did not make me. My dad and my mother did, period. And you know the fucked up thing is? I can prove my claim. They can't prove theirs, but yet I'm the asshole. Okay, roll the tape.
Humans are exceptional, but many atheists think we're no better than apes.
Pause the tape. I can't stand this lady. I really can't. We're no better than apes. Again, this woman is a PhD level educator. That means she works on a college campus. Now, maybe her PhD is from a Cracker Jack factory, a diploma mill, right? Maybe where she teaches, they don't have a science division. Maybe there's no evolutionary biologist where she is. She'll be like, hey, Mr. or Miss Biology Professor, let me ask you something. Do we have scientific evidence to prove that God just talked everything in? Yeah, please go fuck yourself and don't waste my time. Get out of my fucking office. What's wrong with you? That's sitting on some bullshit. Atheism speaks to one thing and one thing only. I don't believe I'm a cosmic accident. I told you, my dad fucked my mom. And when it comes to evolution, right? Well, atheists think that we are no better than apes. We are apes. Christians, we are classified as apes. Everything about the descriptor of an ape matches Homo sapien. You may not like it, but your refusal to learn simple concepts doesn't mean jack shit. It doesn't mean jack shit. We are accurately, oh God, Bundy, if I'm fucking this up, please tell. We are accurately described as apes. You don't have to like it, Christians, but we are still apes. Roll the tape.
7. Our DNA is a sequence of around 3 billion A, C, G, and T nucleotide pairs, which is a blueprint for our development from a single cell.
Okay.
If you saw a sequence of words in a book or written in the sand at the beach.
Oh, God. Pause the tape. If you wake up in the morning and you find yourself pretty much sounding like Ray Comfort, carry your ass back to bed. She's going down the road of, now I'm just going to pull up Twitter because I don't even give a shit what she says. She's going down the road of paintings need a painter, buildings need a builder, creation needs a creator. This is so full of shit, gang. This is horrible. Right now, I really hate SJ Thomas. Just roll the tape. Seriously.
Surely you'd acknowledge a mind originated these works. 6, your time here very much matters to your salvation. 5, the universe is mathematically structured as evidenced by its constants and repetition of the Fibonacci sequence. God's fingerprint is in our...
Pause the tape. I have no idea the last two what the fuck it is. Your existence, hinges on your salvation. I don't believe in salvation. SJ, I don't. And when I ask you to prove it, you tell me, well, Robert, you already know it. And then I'm like, go fuck yourself. This isn't a conversation. If all you're going to do is sit here and assert my position for me, I'm officially no longer interested. Right? I mean, give me a break. And then the hibachi sequence, I don't even know what that means. But I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, whatever she's talking about, she's bastardizing it. Roll the tape.
Our fingerprints, sunflowers, seashells, and galaxies. 4, nature and the cosmos point to a significant beauty in our creator. 3, numerous...
Okay, pause the tape.
3, numerous miracles... ...beauty in our creator. Nature and the cosmos point to a significant beauty in our creator.
Pause the tape. A certain beauty? Are we including Hurricane Katrina? What about Hurricane Wilma? What about all the earthquakes? What about babies that are stillborn? What about rape? What about cancer? Their only response to what it is that I just said is, God gave us free will. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. These aren't answers, gang. These are excuses. If we're just going to sit here and talk about the beauty of nature, then we need to talk about the dastardly part of nature. Right? I mean, again, you vegans, you do you, right? You're not going to convince me with, your little threatening ass messages and your fucked up ass films. But as I said, in order for the gazelle, and I say this during my self-defense classes, in order for the lion to eat, the gazelle must die. The difference between Homo sapiens and some of the other mammals on the planet, and sometimes non-mammals, if I'm not mistaken, we may be the only species that kills, then cooks our food. Komodo dragons, they'll eat you while you're still alive. Their saliva's got a paralytic agent in it. I watch way too much shit online. So all they really need to do is bite you. And these suckers move fast and they've got motivation. So they'll just follow you until you fall. Sometimes if they can get a hold to you, they won't kill you right away. They'll just break a leg. Then they'll let you walk a little bit. And while you're still alive, don't ever guess what they'll do. Hey, give me a break. You ever seen a falcon eat? You ever seen a falcon eat a snake? The snake's still alive. Feels every single last bit of it until its brain shuts down. Is that the beauty of nature you Christians want to talk about? Or are you just going to make an excuse? Right? Well, no one ate meat and no one had to die in the Garden of Eden. Then a snake told a woman to eat an apple. Dude, shut the fuck up. I'm not going to sit here and waste my time and argue the validity of a fucking fairy tale. What's next? Jack and the fucking beanstalk? These aren't answers, gang. These are fucking excuses. Oh, God, I hate them. Just roll the tape.
Three, numerous miracles by the saints as evidenced at Lourdes, Fatima, and in many other places. And people such as Padre Pio. These point to the supernatural. Two, our Father created us and loves us. We're made as man and woman.
Pause. Did you really just bust that out as the number two? Our Father made, is that, yes, Jay, just, I would say you're better than this, but I know you're not. I just belch, hashtag a professional. That was your number two. Again, I realize she's not talking to us. But again, if you can listen to this and think, oh yeah, oh, she's got the mod. You nailed it, SJ. Don't talk to me. Do not fucking talk to me. This whole video is just sitting on some bullshit. I have had more stimulating conversation with what comes out of my butthole in the morning after two cups of coffee than with this raggedy sack of shit right here. Just roll the tape. I'm going to have a stroke.
Woman in the image of God. We're his image bearers.
Oh, really?
And number one, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He suffered, was crucified, and was buried.
Pause the tape. Let's talk about that. Is that truly the best that the Christian God can do? Again, in order to solve a problem, one that he created, by the way, in order to solve a problem that he created, he had to impregnate a virgin, a teenage girl, with himself, who's not really him, and together they make a ghost of some kind. Then have himself, who's really his son, depending on who you ask, have him live 33 years. Then the kickoff point of this brilliant plan is to kick the absolute shit out of himself. Again, gang, the Romans were torture pimps. They were ahead of their time. They knew exactly, and I do mean exactly, how far to push you physically before you would take your last breath, and they would just leave you there. If there's one thing I can say since losing my mom, I wanted her to die. I did. And for those of you that have been in that position, that statement doesn't mean anything to you until you've been in that position. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, do you want your mom to die? You would not get that sentence out of your mouth. I was begging her to let go at the end. The overwhelming majority of y'all that are watching this film right now, you've got a pretty good probably relationship with life. Your life may not be perfect, but you don't want to go. Imagine where someone has to push you. Before you're like, the better option is for me not to be here. The Romans knew how to put you right on that edge. The tips of your toes are right at the finish line, but they will not let you cross the finish line. Do you have any idea how much pain you have to be in? How much misery? Apparently that's what they did to Jesus, who's really God, but not really. And they make a ghost. Then they turn into Optimus Prime. Then Voltron. The only way God could solve a problem that he created was to hurt himself, who's really his son. That was the best he could do. Now, even though he skilleted himself, who's really his son, but not really, apparently that solved the problem, but yeah, not really. Apparently the debt is paid, but there's still more for the debtors to do. That makes no sense. And only in Christianity can you say such nonsense, such foolishness, and people say, sign me up. In what other realm can a father putting a hit out on his son be deemed the greatest show of love there is? Christians, take this script, shove it up your ass. Roll the tape. Let's wrap this up.
As a sacrifice for our sins and our salvation, he is risen. His resurrection is attested multiply from the ancients who had no reason to craft lies. Many were martyred in gruesome ways.
Pause the tape. Argument from ignorance right there. That's what you just heard. Argument from ignorance.
But the Matt Dillahunty
popped on this one.
From the ancients who had no reason to craft lies.
Pause the tape. That. In other words, I can't think of a better explanation. Therefore, I'm right. No, you're not. You can't prove that. Again, how many other religions have martyrs? SJ, why are they not correct? You know, the only thing she's going to say to that is Jesus Christ is the only way to... Kitty table. Kitty table. Roll the tape.
Many were martyred in gruesome ways, but their testimonies remain. May God bless you and keep you in his hands. Put your life in his hands and watch it flourish.
Pause
Thank
the tape
you.
In the
Please
tape.
Like, subscribe.
Shut up. That was just sitting on some bullshit. Why did this thing just pause? There it is. I'm not going to get her off my screen. I want you to see this. I want you guys to feel the pain that I am in right now. SJ Thomason is a raggedy sack of shit. Why anyone listens to her at all whatsoever will remain a mystery to me. I am now a worse person because I watched SJ Thomason for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. I would have been better served taking a jackhammer to the one remaining testicle that I have left. That would have been more pleasurable than watching this chronic, habitual, pathological liar, this hot, steaming pile of monkey shit, talk for 120 seconds. S.J. Thomason is fucking terrible. Now, get this raggedy shit off my screen. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking promise, whereas I'm going to give you one big motherfucking solution. S.J. Thomason, shut the fuck up. I'm not even sorry for doing that to y'all. You need to be made aware of what kind of person I was talking about. And those 2 minutes and 17 seconds be damned. S.J. Thomason is a piece of shit. And I truly, truly, truly believe that S.J. Thomason is a predator. She's horrible. She's terrible. Again, it's a lot easier to stab someone from 6 inches than it is from 60 feet. She's nice. She will lure you in. She will lure you in so that she can stab you from a closer distance. This is someone who made the claim that talking to yourself, that a faith system cures depression. Gang, do not fuck around with your mental health. If you got a problem, go to a doctor. Do not listen to the likes of SJ. If you are bleeding from your nose and your eyes and your ears and your mouth, if you got a 105 degree, carry your ass to a goddamn doctor. SJ Thomason gets to bobblehead doll her way through life, not knowing the damage that she's left in her wake. How many people? Again, when it comes to mental health and stuff like that, it's like football. It is a game of seconds and inches. How many people remembered what she said during a mental health crisis and stopped to pray? all she'll tell you about are the people who stopped and prayed. And guess what? I'm still here. The people who didn't make it, they don't self-report. The reason why people like her make me mad is because her attitude is lethal. And I'm not joking when I say that. She's an ugly person to the bone. And she gets on social media and YouTube, and she's ugly so she can get likes, clicks, and attention. That's why I blocked her. She's no longer worth my time. And gang, all I can strongly suggest to you is don't let her be worth your time. You are better off separating yourselves from people as ugly, and especially people that are SJ Thomason. She makes life worse. Take out the trash. Keep a piece of shit like that out of your goddamn toilet. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. I'm not gonna lie, gang, that one actually hurt.